What do we do when our child wants something that we can't give them?
As parents, we want to know how to take our family to the next level.
Where our children choose into excellence.
Where poor behaviors melt away naturally.
And where our connection to each other is rich and beautiful.
We are Kent and Amy Bowler, and our purpose is to help you achieve just that.
This is where joy lives.
Welcome to Revolutionary Families.
The other night, it was my turn to put Henry to bed, and we'd had an amazing day. It'd been a fantastic day. We had done so much that day and been with lots of great people, and it was just one of those epic days, super fulfilling, super fun. But when Henry was going to bed, there was still some fun that was happening. So he's going to bed, and it's late, and he's tired, but he's starting to moan. Oh, man.
Because we had family visiting, and the adults were going to stay up.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel like I'm missing out on everything.
Yes.
Everything.
No one's ever heard this before, right? You guys are having all the fun. The adults are having all the fun.
After he's had an incredible day, so much fun, exhausted from all the fun, he's still feeling like he's going to miss out on everything, every last bit of it. And in his heart, in his mind, that's how he sees it, is that it's terrible. It's awful. The injustice of it all. That I must go to bed while there is still fun to be had. And as that was happening, I remembered what Dr. Wally Goddard had taught us recently. And so I said to Henry, wow, me too. I wish that I was Superman. Because if I was Superman, then I would never have to go to bed. And I could stay up all night long, every night of every day, and do as much stuff as I wanted to do. And then he pipes up at that, oh yeah, that would be awesome. And then we start thinking about superpowers and all the things that we could do if we had all of Superman's powers. And just like that, that fast, all of that angst about having to go to bed was gone. And he fell asleep moments after that, contented and happy and with vivid imagination going about what it would be like to be Superman. And not fretting about the little bit that he might miss out on with the adults for a few more minutes that night. It was amazing.
Yeah. I love it because I think my natural tendency is to be like, no. And a little bit just kind of annoyed that he's now fussing when he has to go to bed. It's like, no, just go to bed. Stop this asking for something that you can't have. It's not going to happen. And I also like how you held to the boundary. You didn't say, oh, it's okay, Henry. You really want to stay up? Okay, you can stay up. Or you fussed about it, you can stay up.
Right.
Yeah, it's just this concept of listening to them, hearing in that moment. I think what you were doing was you were hearing him. You were hearing his heart's desire and his sadness.
Yeah.
And he felt heard. He felt understood. And then when you went to the imagination with him, even more fully understood, like, oh yeah, if we're going to what we wish we could do, you've got it, Dad. You understand. That's what I'm talking about.
You get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear me.
Yeah. Well, the example that Wally Goddard gave was he talked about how he had recently taken his grandsons to get ice cream. And I think it was even like an ice cream truck. And so it was a fun outing with his grandsons. And at this ice cream truck, there were so many different kinds. And one of his grandsons was really wanting this, like a lot of the ice creams. He could not decide.
Like one of everything. I want one of everything.
Right. He wanted so many ice creams, tons of flavors. And his grandpa was like, well, no, we're not going to get that many today. Today, we're just going to get two. You can choose two flavors of ice cream. And his grandson just wouldn't let it go. He just wanted a lot of ice cream. And that was, he just like so strongly wanted it. Have you ever had a child who wants something so badly? You know, they come to you like, Mom, please, I just want to go to my friend's house and do what they're all doing. I just want to have this special phone that everybody has. I just want to do this or that or the other. And when they want it, they so earnestly want it. And they just can't even imagine their life without it, and they've got to have it, and they can't think about anything else.
The world's going to end if I don't get this.
Right, right. And so instead of getting frustrated, this grandpa, Dr. Goddard, and just saying, okay, if you want to have all these ice creams, then we're done, out of here. Instead of that, he took a minute to go to imagine with his grandson, and he said, wouldn't it be amazing if we could just get all the ice creams we wanted, all the different flavors, and we could actually eat them. We could buy them. It wouldn't matter how much it cost, and we wouldn't get full, and we would love every single one of them. Which ones would you choose? And, you know, then they went through, oh, this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, like more than 20, maybe even 30. You know, they really thought, I would love to have that many. And he just went with them, and they imagined for a few minutes, and then he said, oh man, that would be so cool. Today, we're not going to get that many. Today, we're going to choose two. And you've got about 15 minutes, and then we have to go on to our next activity. So if you can choose two in those 15 minutes, then I'd love to give you the ice cream. If not, we'll go on to our next activity. And just really matter of fact, really calm. But he had gone there with them. He had listened. His grandson knew that he understood that he really did want a lot of ice cream, and it really was going to be cool. And I think sometimes as adults, we're in this reality world because we need to be, thank goodness, you know, right. We need to be in a place where we're going to work and getting jobs and earning money to pay for all the stuff we need to pay for.
All the flavors of ice cream.
Right. To pay for the ice cream. We need to be in that reality world, but we don't have to be there every minute. And that's one of the joys of having children, is to be able to go into their world for a few minutes. And this is one of those times when we can do it, when our children want things, and it allows us to set a boundary, hold our boundary, in a way that our children can understand and that they can still feel heard and loved while we're still holding to the boundary.
Right. And the cool thing about that is when we do it that way, when we go there with them, now we're on the same side. We're on the same team with them. And they feel that. They feel like, yeah, we are with them. We're on their side. We see it the way that they see it. And then when we talk about reality, we talk about, well, we've got 15 minutes until our next activity, and we can get two flavors so that we don't upchuck, so we don't lose our lunch. Then they're like, oh, okay, that's great. I'll choose two flavors and let's go.
Yeah. And maybe they're not. Maybe that doesn't, it's not going to always go with them. And I remember, I think we've talked about it before, when we were younger and Kent wanted this like super expensive race car. And I was just in this reality world of, no, we're not getting a race car. We have two small children. What are you talking about? But I don't know when it was, I realized like, hey, let's go there. What would it be like to have that race car? Oh my goodness. Maybe we should go look at some. That's so cool. Just play. Just be excited and think what it's like. Are we really going to fork out whatever hundreds of thousands of dollars it costs for the race car? No. But can we imagine it? Can we think about what that would be like? And even just, you know, like in COVID times, well, we can't travel, but what would it be like? Where would you want to go? What vacation would you want to go on? Or, you know, maybe you want to have these 10 pairs of cool clothes that cost so much money. What would it be like? Like, where would you wear those clothes? What would you choose? You know, and maybe it's even other things. Maybe it's like, what would it be like if you had curly hair? You know, something that they really can't have all the time. And it's hard when we can't give it to them, or it's just something that they really can't have. It's just not physically possible. It's not in the realm of reality, but we can imagine those things and then help them to see what is possible and not give up on their dreams.
Or what would it take to have that 10 sets of clothes? How could you make that happen? If it's close to reality, what things could we do to get there?
Yeah, so cool.
Keep them dreaming. Keep them thinking. Keep the dream alive.
Yeah. 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 So this reminded me of something that I saw somebody post the other day. A friend of mine posted online about this story about Little Bear, the old childhood story that I used to read to my kids. Little Bear is going to sleep and he says, no, I can't sleep, Mother. I'm wishing. And she asks what he's wishing for. And he tells her these four different wishes that he has. And all of them are not within the realm of his reality. Wish is a big picture, a grand adventure, to do something that nobody else has done. I think this whole concept demonstrates this idea that we can go to two extremes. Either, yes, you can have whatever you want. You can go to the moon. I know you can, like living in this unrealistic land, or like totally shutting down, like, no, what are you thinking? That's really stupid. No, you can't have that. She takes this other approach and she says, just really kindly, she says, no, you can't have that wish today, my little bear. And then he says, because I think he knows that his mother loves him, and he knows that his mother plays with him and listens to him. And even she listened to all of his wishes, these unrealistic wishes. And if you've read Little Bear, you know, you see him with the bucket and he's going to the moon. And I mean, just fun things. And then he says, then I wish a mother bear would come to me and say, would you like to hear a story? Well, said Mother Bear, maybe you can have that wish.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's the power of what happens of when we are willing to go there with him. And live that wish, live that dream for 30 seconds, for a minute, for 2 minutes, right? Just what would it be like to go to the moon? What would you wear? What would we discover? What would the rocket ship ride be like on the way there? And what would the stars look like from space? And do you think the Earth would look really small or really big? And just have so much fun.
And what if it really was cheese?
And what if the moon was like, made out of cheese?
How much do you think we could put in our spaceship and bring back with us?
Yeah. So awesome. So fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So our invitation to you is to enjoy your children and use your imagination to go there with them, to experience their dreams and their wishes. And what if we could do that while still holding to the proper boundaries and reality?
Yeah. We love who you are as parents. We love the great work that you're doing. And we love the way that you enrich your children's lives as you use your imagination and be childlike and go there with them.
And don't forget to check out our number one parenting secret, awesome PDF download, revolutionaryfamilies.com. You will love the tips, brings you through this workshop of activities you can do to help you to see the genius in your children.
And always remember to trust that God trusts you.